I visited all 7 continents, and I've done it using points.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just really good at getting miles and points and traveling for free. People started reaching out to me and saying, hey, like, I want to travel like you do.
Yeah.
Can you teach me how?
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We are in the Santa Monica Sound Studio, and I'm so excited to be in here. The energy is incredible, and I'm with one of my favorite people in all of Los Angeles. He is the most epic We Are LA Tech evangelist and a founder himself of multiple companies. So we're going to hear a little bit about the new company that he's launching, some of the other companies that he's been working on, and I'd like to welcome Robert.
Wow. This is so incredible. You're 2 blocks away from the beach. You know, it's a soundproof studio.
Like, it's crazy.
It's like concrete walls and people working outside, and like you can see all of that, but you can't hear a thing in here.
No, it's amazing. Like, I am so grateful to be in the studio. I think it's the coolest place. But what's even cooler is that you've been a part of this journey so long with me. So you started, how long ago did you start with We Are LA Tech?
Right when you started the Experience Club.
And that was, I think that was about June 2015. So it's been a couple years now. And you're based in LA, and you kind of are based in other places around the world. Where are the other places too?
Well, you know, that's kind of segues nicely into the new company that I'm doing. I actually am a nomad. So my legal domicile is in Seattle. I spend a lot of time in LA. I spend a lot of time in other cities. You know, I have a boyfriend in LA.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've needed to actually learn how to fly between all these places without spending a whole lot of money.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, because when we met, you were in the Experience Club for a solid chunk of time. You were here for close to a year before you went somewhere else. So you really make each place your home and get as permanent as you can be while still getting ready to pick up and move like a nomad.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that I'll find a place when I've got a company that's needs to be anywhere in particular.
Right.
But, you know, one of the great things about being in the software industry is that you don't actually have to, you know, live anywhere. You can live in anywhere that you want to.
Like right now, as you're being in LA, you're based in Santa Monica, which is really cool. And so, and then I know you split your time between Santa Monica and is it San Gabriel Valley?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, LA is a really big metro area and it's possible to bounce around there. You know, one of the great things about working online is that you can pretty much work from anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, you need to be able to travel at a reasonable price between those places. And so I've learned an awful lot about that.
And tell me about your new company, because you're going to help all of us travel too and travel more effectively. So yeah, tell me.
Yeah, exactly. So, this company is something that just sprung out of nowhere. People started paying me to do the thing that we're going to be doing. And so it's called AwardCat.
Right.
That's award.cat, C-A-T.
Yeah.
Because cats rule the internet. So I think that we should be using the cat top level domain.
They do rule the internet.
And basically what I do at AwardCat is help people book trips with points.
Right.
And we're going to be doing that with software, which makes it a startup.
And had to walk me through it. Like, as a customer, what will I experience?
So basically, when you come to AwardCat, you know, assume that you've got some points. So do you have miles and points with anybody right now?
American and Delta.
With American and with Delta. Okay. So tell me where you want to go.
Bali.
Bali. All right. You know, all you need to do is tell us where you want to go and we'll do the rest. And so what you'll do is plug in that you want to go to Bali roughly when you want to go.
Right. October.
Okay. Perfect. And so we could pull up a WordCat right now and start plugging this stuff in. But what we'll do is we'll check how much is the actual cash price
right.
to go.
Right.
And we'll also check based on the points you've told us you've had.
Right.
We'll check based on the points that you've told us you have,
yeah.
whether you actually have enough points to do the trip.
Right.
And so if you have enough points to do the trip and you want to do that instead of spending cash, and we can help you with the cash fare too.
Right.
Then what we'll do is help you navigate all of the complexity of booking a trip to Bali yeah. with points. And it can get really crazy, Esprit. It's very complicated.
Like when I travel, because you know, I travel with the Women in Tech podcast. So recently I visited 14 countries, primarily throughout Scandinavia and the Baltic states. And I use Skyscanner a lot to get around. So what's the difference? Skyscanner is like a discount website to find the best deals on flights. I used Hitlist app in order to get my ticket to Oslo from Los Angeles. So what's the difference on using one of those like kind of price deal sites versus using points? Because even I don't use my points a lot of time trying to find a better price so I don't have to waste my points.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, actually, one of the things that I really want you to take away from this,
yeah.
If you're listening, is points aren't something to hang on to because it's actually a devaluing currency.
Oh.
Airlines regularly devalue those programs. Your American points devalued last year. Your Delta points just 2 months ago devalued.
What's that even? I didn't even know. No, I didn't know. What?
Yeah. So your
what's
point,
that mean? Yeah.
Well, what that means is that it takes more points to go where you want to go.
No.
Yeah.
So it used to be 20,000 points and now it's like 25,000 points.
That's right. They picked up the goalposts and moved them on you. So if you've been saving up your points, hoping to take a dream trip, like you might find that actually, if you hung on to your points too long, the value went down.
No.
So the thing to do is spend your points.
You just broke my heart.
What you want to do is spend them well. There are some flights, you know, if you're flying from Seattle to LA, you can do that for as little as $59 sometimes. So unless you're using Southwest points, which are based on the price of a ticket,
right.
you probably don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But that's what we help you figure out at AwardCat. Yeah. We'll tell you how much the price is if you're going to pay.
Yeah.
And all those apps you mentioned, they're all great apps,
yeah.
but they're for paid flights.
Right.
And one other thing that those apps do that that we don't is they'll show you the lowest fare.
Yeah.
But it might be through Moscow with a 14-hour layover
totally.
And you can't leave the airport.
Yeah, I've been looking for plane tickets to Cuba and that's been a thing where I'm like looking at the duration of a flight to make sure it's not one of those crazy ones that takes 3 days to get somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So what we do is when we check cash fares, we filter out all the junk and we only show you what's a good flight. And what's a good flight? No more than one connection, no more than 2 hours in your connecting city. And not flights that leave at 4 a.m. or something. We only pick reasonable times. You know, airlines kind of put this maze that you have to go through to be able to get a ticket at the other end. They intentionally make it difficult to book a trip with points.
And then do you also help people gain more points?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you run a search, if you don't have enough points to get where you go, don't despair because we can help you with a strategy for earning more. And that doesn't cost anything. So finding out whether you have enough points for a trip, that doesn't cost anything. Being able to find the best price for a good flight, that doesn't cost anything. And we can help you buy the ticket right there. And it also doesn't cost anything if you don't have enough points to, you know, kind of learn ways that you can get enough.
Right.
And we will help with that education for free. What we do charge for is if you want to use your points to book a trip, we will help figure out exactly which flights you can take with your points.
Right.
And we do charge for that service.
And now where did this all start? Where did you come up with this idea?
So, well, you know me pretty well. So you know that I travel almost as much as you.
Yeah.
I visited all 7 continents and I've done it using points.
Yeah.
So like I'm just really good at getting miles and points and traveling for free. And so, you know, I kind of started this travel blog called Seat 31B because that's usually the seat that I'm in. And one thing that, you know, if you read travel blogs, they're showing you first class and champagne and all this stuff with points. It's all complete BS.
Yeah.
You're not going to be doing that. All those bloggers have relationships with the airlines. What you're probably going to be doing, you know, airlines give away the seats they don't think that they will sell.
Right.
So, and those usually aren't the good flights. They can be. And, right. and I know how to get those, but generally speaking, you know, if you want to travel at a peak time, you're going right. to be traveling in economy class.
Right.
And, you know, I've flown all over the world in economy class. I've been blogging about this and people started reaching out to me and saying, yeah. hey, like, I want to travel like you do.
Yeah.
Can you teach me how? And I started helping people. And then I went out onto Reddit and started helping people. And it kind of grew from there and people started paying me to help them book their trips with points. And so, what I thought is like, why don't I just take what's in my head
right.
and make it into a website that just does, you know, most of the work for you. And then I can, you know, scale that way because there's a limited number of people I can help one on one.
So will it cost me to sign up for Award.cat?
No. Award.cat is free. It's free to run a search. It's free to have a look and see if you have enough points. And it's also free to find out how to get more points and to link off and buy a ticket if you want to do that. And, yeah. you know, you shouldn't use your points for all flights. If a flight's really cheap, you should just buy that ticket.
Right.
But if a flight's expensive, you know, like Bali in the high yeah. season, if you book enough in advance and if you know some of the secret ways of getting there and with your American points, I can tell you two secret ways of getting there.
Tell me.
Well,
oh, it's a
if
secret.
I told you, it's a secret. But
and
no,
all the thousands of people listening will know.
I'll give it away. I'll give it away okay. because this is one of those things that, you know, it really still helps anyway for yeah, me yeah. to help you with.
Yeah.
So if you go to the American Airlines website
yeah.
and you plug in that you want to go to Bali, it's probably yeah. going to say nothing's available.
Right, right.
But American Airlines doesn't search Malaysia Airlines and they also don't search Cathay Pacific.
Right.
On their website.
Yeah.
But you can use your American points to book flights on those airlines.
Crazy.
So if I can get you to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Then I can probably get you from there to Bali. And I may get you there through Kuala Lumpur on Malaysia, or I might get you just straight there on Cathay. But like, that's all a phone call. You would never even know. You know, there's hidden inventory, like there's hidden award seats. They don't make them available or obvious to you. They hide them behind a phone.
Yeah, I can totally see why WordCat would come into play because I would never, ever know to do it that way or have the understanding. And plus, there's so many, you're an expert in all these different geographic regions where I'm just like randomly thinking, I want to go to Havana right now. And I'm not really an expert on Havana, where to stay, what to do, where to go, when to travel, blah, blah, blah. I just decided I want to go.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You know, like it, I can't tell you how often people have said, hey, I want to go to Argentina in the yeah. summer. And I'm like, well, are you thinking like June or July or are you thinking February? Because yeah. actually it's like February is summer there.
Yeah.
So, and you know, a lot of the time people actually, yeah. you know, just that sort of thing, you know, that's a thing that I can help people avoid pitfalls.
Totally.
But the biggest pitfall that I can help people avoid is actually spending points in the wrong way. And so what does that mean? Do you have any American Express points or any Chase points, for example?
I don't think so.
A lot of people do. Well, if you have American Express points, you know, you've got a number of different airlines that you can transfer those right. to because, you know, they're called transferable points.
Right, right.
And the same ticket that is, say, 88,000 points with a Japanese airline called
right.
ANA.
Right.
is almost double the number of points with Air Canada Aeroplan. And if you don't know that and you just transfer to Air Canada because you have an account there,
yeah, yeah.
like you could end up spending way more.
Yeah. Dude, this is like, so I can't believe it's free too. Wait, so how will you guys make money?
So the way that we're going to make money is two ways. If you decide that you want to book an award flight, so if you decide you don't want to buy a ticket and we tell you that you probably have enough miles to get there.
Right.
We can do an in-depth detailed search.
Right.
And for that, we charge $20. So we will assess your personal situation.
Very low. Yeah.
Figure out the best way to get you somewhere on points and find availability.
Right.
Assuming there is right. any, and there usually is because we know all of the ins and yeah. outs of how to search.
Yeah.
If you want to book that flight, then we charge you an additional $129. So it's yeah. $149 total
yeah.
Per person.
Yeah.
And at that point, we will do all of the legwork to be sure that you get that flight, you know, from when you leave to when you come back.
And explain to me how the, you know, $140-ish dollars is actually saving me more money than just costing me an extra hundred something dollars on a ticket.
Well, it can save you money in a couple of ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're able to get you a ticket with low level availability, by, for example, recommending that you fly from Ontario instead of LAX.
Right.
You know, you're right next to LAX. Maybe I can't get you a ticket from there, but maybe I could get you one from Ontario.
Right.
Well, if you couldn't find that on your own, like, you might end up spending double the points. So I can save you a lot of points. That's one way. Another way is, we know all of the details of the award programs and which partners charge fuel surcharges versus not, and
right.
which charge additional fees versus not.
Right.
So it is not uncommon that I will save somebody more in fees and surcharges than they pay in our fee. You can totally get soaked with taxes, fuel surcharges, and fees. And sometimes these are so high that it's cheaper to buy a ticket instead of using points. And, you know, British Airways is the worst. I've found cases where you use all your points and you don't get any miles when you fly, and you're ending up paying the same.
Really?
Really.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, you know, that's why points can be a great deal or a terrible deal. And we help you navigate that process.
That's awesome. Now, you've been in the startup world for a long time. You've built multiple companies. Another LA startup that you have here is Cuddly, which is an online dating app for geeks. Amazing. You have this incredible female co-founder. Tell me a little bit about the other startups that you've worked on in your past.
Yeah, totally. So my first startup, right out of business school, and you know, I was at Microsoft a long time, went to business school and got an MBA, and then I started Cuddly. With my co-founders, Pinguino Cobb and Steve Tauber.
And that's headquartered in Studio City.
Yeah, they're based in Studio City. And, you know, basically we got that off the ground, got it really rocking and rolling. And I realized that, you know, the best person to lead Cuddly in what we're doing now, which is, you know, really spreading the word and growing the app, it's not the technical part, was Pinguino. And so we switched roles.
Yeah.
She stepped up as CEO and I stepped down to, you know, what we call me CIO now.
Yeah.
And I take care of, you know, some of the technology and user safety at Cuddly. So I started another project called PC Pursuit.
Right.
And that's a startup that hasn't gotten traction the way that we hoped. And, you know, this other thing, AwardCat, was just a side project. You know, it wasn't anything that, I was really thinking that I'd be doing at the level I'm doing now.
Right.
But, you know, people basically keep saying, shut up and take my money. And I think that that is definitely a good sign that there's team hand in the market for this.
I love it. I mean, I just love how engaged you are in different innovations, in different industries. Like, you understand what's going on in multiple different markets, which I think is pretty difficult to, one, keep track of, and then to stay consistent with and make sure that they're all running in a smooth way so that they could do their best possible. Because you really understand delegation. You're like, okay, Pinguino should be running this. That makes the most sense. This is where I'm going to be investing my time. It's awesome. How has LA supported you in your growth with AwardCat, like in the resources that you've needed to grow the company?
So LA is super supportive of the travel industry because, you know, for one, it's just an incredible city that everybody around the world wants to visit. You say Los Angeles and, you know, it just makes people's eyes light up and they think of Hollywood and all of the incredible things here. But something a lot of people don't know is that LA is also one of the most competitive airports in the country.
Oh,
there are more international airlines that fly here than practically any other airport. JFK is the only one that rivals it. And, you know, we just have this incredible resource with all of this knowledge here.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you combine travel and technology, there just really isn't a better city.
I love it. And what are the go-to events that you suggest, you know, people entering in the tech world go to in order to integrate into the LA tech scene quickly?
For one, you know, definitely listen to the We Are LA Tech podcast to find out everything new that's going on. But in addition to that, I really love Silicon Beach Fest. I think that that is, you know, Kevin Winston just pulls together some of the best of LA and has it all in one place.
I agree.
And if you really want to just get a slice of what's going on in LA tech and what matters and what LA is thinking, that's really the best place to be. So I want to do, I want to give a, give props to one other place in LA.
Yeah.
I really have a lot of respect for Expert Dojo. here in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I think that they do a lot of really great work in events and, you know, they share so much knowledge in the community. So if you haven't had a chance to check that place out, it's definitely worth doing.
Tell us more. What is Expert Dojo?
Expert Dojo is, you know, a combination co-working space. And I think they do co-working for free still.
Yeah.
In addition to that, they do just a whole lot of lessons on not just, you know, development, but also business development.
Yeah.
And you can really learn, you know, how to start a startup. So it's almost like an incubator, but right. one that you pay for instead of giving up equity.
100%. Like, they're very supportive of the community. From what I understand is they're seeking out people that are starting out with the idea to hold their hand through the whole process from seed money to Series Z, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the model I have a lot more respect for than some of the, you know, they're not a low quality accelerator. You haven't given up equity in your company. And if something isn't working for you, you just don't do it anymore. So it isn't a case where, like, you give up 8% of your company to somebody who may not deliver.
Yeah. Who's an LA Tech talent or an LA Tech company or startup that you've come across lately who's really impressed you?
There is a gentleman named Kurt.
Yeah.
And I think we both know him, who is, you know, somebody completely below the radar, and I won't say his last name because of that.
Okay.
But I think he embodies what the LA Tech development scene is, because this guy is just a full on code warrior. He eats code for breakfast.
Yeah.
I have not seen him. You know, I've seen maybe one other guy kick out as much as this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of what LA is about. Like,
yeah.
you know, you don't see, like, believe it or not, like, in a town with all the Hollywood glitz.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of splash and pizzazz from the tech scene here.
Right.
Like, people just keep their heads and the heads down, their noses to the grindstone
yeah.
and make stuff happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like free massages in companies here.
Wait,
like,
what? Yes.
Yeah, well,
we are
some,
LA Tech
yeah,
has
like,
a
we are LA Tech has a foot massager or a robot foot massager.
What is this? No free massage. Dude, I purposely set up in the sound studio one of those like foot massager, like reflexology VIP corner. And Robert had a massage today. It almost ate his feet alive.
No, it was great. It's like it took all of the blood out of my stomach. I was like having food come after lunch, and it just got my circulation going again. But you get my point, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
There's like there are a lot of, you know, like if you look up north, there are a lot of companies that have to just throw ridiculous benefits at people
right.
take a lot of their time
yeah.
to, and you know, like here in LA, you know, the benefit is you can go watch an incredible sunset on the beach.
Amen.
So you know, the lifestyle here is just so great that, you know, people can work hard and really play hard.
100%. And if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support you in your success with AwardCat, what would that ask be?
Get out and see the world. Get out of, like, you know, as great as LA is.
No, but something specific to helping you.
Cats own the internet.
Yeah.
Become one with the .cat domain and tell everybody you know who has miles, points, even hotel points, which we can sometimes use for flights,
yeah.
that if they're having trouble and struggling to use them to take a flight,
yeah.
reach out to award.cat and we can help.
And how can people connect with you directly online?
Connecting with me directly online can be done on Twitter at tprophet, that's T-P-R-O-P-H-E-T, or you can email us at booking@award.cat.
Thank you so much, Robert, for being a We Are LA Tech evangelist, for being an incredible founder and just an amazing friend. I'm so excited to have you on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
I'm awesome. So glad I got to see you.
I know, it's awesome. And I know you're going to jet around before you come back to LA again a million times. So I'm glad we get to catch up this time. And if you guys want to check out more events going on in the tech community here in Los Angeles, go to the We Are LA Tech mobile app, which is wearelatech.com/app. That's wearelatech.com/app. Or be sure to check out the We Are LA Tech Facebook group, which also lists a ton of events and job opportunities going on in LA. Just search We Are LA Tech on Facebook and you'll find it there. I will talk to you here. You guys, see you guys, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.